Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan government officials says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has now reached 24, at least 40 wounded. Bomber appeared to have ran into a minibus. An Interior Ministry spokesman said, not clear whether the bus was the target, Taliban claiming responsibility. Two Jordanians killed and an Israeli wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. Israeli Foreign Ministry said one of the two Jordanians worked there, lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. Incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem site revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fischbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
UN Security Council set to meet in emergency session today to discuss the violence. First photograph of Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari seen in 78 days since he left Abuja for medical treatment in Britain has surfaced, including his current stay in Britain, which began in May. Buhari has been away from Nigeria for nearly two-thirds of the year. In Buhari's absence, the Vice President Yemi Osinbajo has been running the country and acting president. This is VOA News. Leaders of two Libyan factions are to meet in Paris this week for talks aimed at stabilizing the North African country. Talks involve the prime minister of a UN-backed national unity government, Fayez al-Sarraj, and the head of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met the Saudi and Kuwaiti rulers to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, which cut ties with Doha in June, accusing it of supporting extremists, Qatar denying the allegation. He meets Qatar's leader today. Middle East Institute scholar and former U.S. ambassador to the UAE, David Mack, tells VOA, Turkey has a vested interest in all of this.
Turkey has been a direct victim of this, and for Turkey, being able to join in with others in a common front against the threat of the so-called Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and similar extremist organizations is very important.
Britain, France, Germany, and the United States also attempting to help ease tensions between Qatar and its neighbors. Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, has threatened to imprison new Supreme Court justices, judges appointed by the opposition-dominated National Assembly. During a televised appearance, Maduro said that the new high court magistrates sworn in would be jailed and their assets and accounts would be frozen. He vowed to go ahead with plans for next Sunday's vote on a new Congress to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition insists will institutionalize a dictatorship.
Donald Trump dio una orden. Don Juan Manuel Santos.
Maduro verbally attacked U.S. President Donald Trump and several Latin American leaders for their statements against Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. La Trobe University analyst Raul Sanchez Urabari said much is at stake with next week's vote.
It's an effort to further institutionalize what is already a regime with dictatorial features, with dictatorial traits, deliberately excluding the opposition from the forum. And at the same time, there are grounded concerns that this will just establish mechanisms to take away freedoms and rights that exist in the current 1999 Bolivarian constitution.
Opposition plans a two-day general strike Wednesday and on Thursday. American Jordan Spieth won golf's British Open over fellow American Matt Kuchar to capture the third major championship. He's also won the Masters and the U.S. Open that happened in 2015. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.